country are you citizens?
Which country am I citizens? Canada.
Well, of what country are both of you citizens is what I was asking.
Both of us are from Canada.
How do you two know each other?
We're married.
Where are you going tonight?
Fashion Outlet Mall.
For what?
For shopping.
Where at?
Where in, what is it? What's the address?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Which stores?
I don't know. Does it matter?
All the stores?
We haven't set out our
keys, your keys, please.
My keys?
Yes, your keys, right now. Your keys. 1022 to lane 1, 2 occupants. United States of America.
No, I understand, but
okay,
I'm...
Okay, so if I ask you questions,
I'm answering.
I don't expect to get responses like, does it matter? I expect to get the responses to the questions.
You asked me which store I'm going to.
Yeah, if you're...
I don't know.
Shopping,
I don't know what store I'm going to.
Be quiet. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay.
Any weapons, any phones on you?
No.
No? Leave them all in the car. Leave those headphones in the car.
Okay.
All right. Over this way. Over that way.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
Ridiculous. I said, why do I have to sit down? Take a seat. Why do I have to sit down? Take a seat.
Okay.
One Elm Drive in Mississauga.
Where are you trying to go today?
We're trying to go to the Fashion Outlet Mall in Niagara Falls, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He asked me, the question that I was asked was, which store am I going to specifically? I don't know. My wife and I are just going to walk around the mall.
Okay.
And I was told to come and sit down. I asked, what's the reason? He just said, he kept yelling, this gentleman right here kept yelling, sit down, sit down, sit down. So he wouldn't give me a reason.
What if the officer tells you to do something?
Well, I need to know why.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second, okay? You're a Canadian citizen.
Yes, right? I am. But I'm not going to obey orders if I don't understand the reason for them.
If the officer tells you to come inside and sit down, you come inside and sit down.
Uh-huh. Okay? But do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, why?
Because we're gonna interview you.
Okay.
We're gonna,
on what ground? Like, what's...
We don't need any grounds.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay. That's the United States. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't need any grounds for your actions?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Are we causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
No?
Am I causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
Okay.
When the officer tells you to do something, you do it.
And there's no reason required?
Absolutely not.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay. And...
So what am I supposed to do now?
Let me talk. Okay? I'm just trying to...
Well, no, because you don't, like...
Fill you out here. I'm just trying to make sure you...
But you just told me you don't have to give me a reason for what you're doing.
You're absolutely right. I don't.
So then what are you trying to, like...
I'm gonna interview you.
Okay.
I'm gonna check you.
Uh-huh.
When I check, probably dump your pockets and make sure...
Okay.
For safety purposes.
Okay.
Okay. Ma'am, take a seat for me, okay? Is this your girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna verify your intent. That's what we're doing.
My intent's clear, but you can verify.
Your intent's clear?
I'm going to go shopping.
Okay, that's what you say.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in my line of work...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I work with law enforcement agencies all the time in Canada, so I know your line of work quite well. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know how the law works a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Canadian law.
Well, no, I know the U.S. law, too. It's not like I'm coming from Iraq or something. You know, Canada's not so much different than...
Really?
Really? Have you been to Canada?
Keep digging there.
Have you been to Canada? Have you been to Canada?
Yes,
been?
I have.
Okay, and it's so much different than the U.S., is it?
Listen, we have to worry about terrorists, money, drugs, illegal...
I'm not a terrorist.
I didn't say you were.
Okay, so
I'm telling you the things that we look for.
I understand, but you're looking at the wrong guy.
Do you think that everybody has, like, a terrorist on their forehead? Drug dealer on their forehead?
I don't know.
Alien smuggler?
I have no idea. That's your line of work. I have no idea. I'm just telling you.
You say that you deal with law enforcement
all
the time. Yeah. Okay.
But they don't pick on guys who clearly have no interest in terrorizing their country.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just trying to interview you.
No, I don't think you are, but I think you're the first level person who was interviewing
me. We ask very detailed and personal questions.
Okay.
Just so we can verify what you say. Okay, example. Where are you going? I'm going to my uncle's house. Where does he live? He lives in New York City. Where? Give me an address. Give me a phone number, because I might call your uncle and say... Is your nephew coming down to see you today?
Uh-huh.
This is what we do.
Okay.
That's how detailed we get. That's how personal.
Okay, I've been here through numerous times, never had those kind of questions
asked. Doesn't matter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Previous times don't matter, okay? If the officer feels like he wants...
No, you want to see where... I think your officer doesn't like me and just wants to use the bureaucracy as an excuse
I don't... Can we just forget with the...
Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here.
I'm trying to talk to you.
I understand. I'm trying to talk to you too. I'm not being disrespectful to you personally. I think that there's something wrong with the process. Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, if you're upset with the process, there's nothing I can do for you.
I understand.
This is what we do. How many times have you crossed within the last year?
Oh, I don't know. I have no. Maybe
20 times?
No, not that many times. No, maybe less than 10.
Okay. Every once in a while, we're going to send you inside this office.
Uh-huh.
We're going to interview you. We're going to search your car. We're going to search your person. We're going to, you know, whatever we feel like the level of search we need to go to.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do, just to verify your story.
Okay.
And people that say, yeah, I'm going shopping to the mall. Sometimes people lie to us.
Okay.
And they say, you know what? And they go meet with somebody and they drop off a load of drugs or they drop.
Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
I don't see. Listen.
Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
Do I honestly think you're lying to me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I can't believe in my line of work. I can't believe everybody.
Okay. But we're talking about me right now.
If I believe,
we're talking about me right now.
Can I finish?
Uh-huh.
If I believe everybody,
mm-hmm.
I would never find anything. I wouldn't find seizures. I wouldn't find
how many
drugs.
Terrorists do you find coming across the border?
You want to know what? You'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised. I would say 3 a day.
3 terrorists?
A day.
From Canada.
That you don't know about.
Okay.
Do you think we put every single possible terrorist in the newspaper and say
no,
he was encountered at the Lewiston Bridge?
I'm just curious.
Three, and I'm not saying here at the Lewiston Bridge. I'm saying in the Port of Buffalo, Lewiston, okay. Rainbow, and Peace Bridge. I would say 3 a day.
Okay, sit down, Woody. Sit down.